broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is July 4th. In the year of our Lord, 2022, this is our two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it's a blueprint for liberty thing. The Constitution, the supreme law of the land, that's our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there are beautiful cars, old-fashioned cars. And Glenn Beck has a car in this parade. Glenn's here. And Glenn Beck, I don't know if you know much about Glenn, ladies and gentlemen. You know he's a talk show host. You know he's a celebrity. But what you may not know about Glenn is Glenn is a history buff like nobody's business. And Glenn has spent his time and his money and his talents searching for and purchasing and assembling some of the greatest historical, I don't know what you call them, documents. And I don't know what you call them, things, historical things. They're incredible. And we had an opportunity to have a VIP event and hear Glenn speak about some of those relics. That's the best way to say it. Some of those things that he's collected in history. And the details, the stories behind them are the real deal. I'm telling you. The stories behind them, you go, why did Glenn buy that? And then you hear the story, you go, I get it. What a legacy. What a thing to remember. What a thing to understand. And so he really is a historian. You may not know that about him, but it's important that we remember our history of liberty. Freedom isn't free, folks. Liberty is freedom rightly applied. It's a team thing. America is a team thing, right? So we, the Liberty Roundtable Live team, would like to be first to wish you a happy 4th of July, 2022. God bless the greatest country on the face of the earth. A quick recap of Thursday's broadcast. We talked about Good News Network. GoodNewsNetwork.org is the website for it. And I want to mention this because it's, again, we're talking about what's right with America. What's good, what's honorable, what's right. That's what we're talking about. We're trying to have you leave this broadcast with hope in your heart, with faith in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. And it reminds me about the three things Tom Jones talked about. He kind of said, look, you kind of have three brains, if you will. You've got your normal head that you think with, right? You've got your heart, and you've got your gut. And when they are all three in unison, you know you're on target. You know you're right. Hopefully you can hear the crowd from the background. Anyway, I digress, except to say there's so much to cover, so little time, so much good news. But GoodNewsNetwork.org we talked about. And we talked about this guy planted a giant sequoia in the UK to offset his carbon footprint. But then he planted 700 more to make a forest. See, that's just people doing their part to take care of the earth, doing their part to make a difference, right? We talked about the smell of the desert rain may be good for your health. That's a pretty cool story. We talked about eating more fish, like salmon, might cut the risk of developing Alzheimer's by nearly 50%. See, all these are good news stories. We talked about this incredible guy, a dedicated volunteer, works in a charity shop despite a four-hour commute. Ladies and gentlemen, you ready for the kicker? The guy's 100 years old. That's just tremendous, man. Just tremendous stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Now we're in hour two. Liberty Roundtable Live. celebrating so many things. Kathy Smith, the owner of our network, was baptized on July the 4th, committing her life to Christ. It's my birthday, July the 4th. Today, I'm live with you on the radio for my birthday. Why? Because you matter to me. Because you are important in my life. You, the listener. As Tom Jones said, it's a team thing. It isn't just me, the guy on the radio, that's important. It isn't the people that are just, with United We Pledge that are important, or the people that are in the parade that are important, or whatever. It's every one of us in America, every man, woman, and child. And as they understand and learn the principles of liberty and embrace them and apply them, that's where the mojo comes from. That's where the genius of America takes flight. That's where the principles of liberty sing through each one of us and our choices. You know, de Tocqueville said America's good because America's, or America's great because America's good. And he was talking about the morality of the people. He was talking about the agency, the choices that the people make. They don't make bad choices. That's why this country's good. They make moral good, right choices. And if we keep making moral good, right choices, America will continue to be great. But if we quit, if we stop making those good, honest, moral choices, then America will be weak. America will lose its greatness. And so it is. We partner with the UnitedWePledge.org people, as Tom Jones, the great runner, has, as Glenn Beck, the great historian and talk show host, has. And I could go on and on and on, the people that are learning about and becoming part of United We Pledge, from the sons of the American Revolution, the daughters of the American Revolution, the children of the American Revolution. Now Loving Liberty Radio Networks has become part of United We Pledge. Hopefully we can get other organizations to be involved as well. The great learning process, the great involvement, the great partnership, the great round table, so to speak, in my humble opinion, is what's starting to culminate in this great coming together. For what? For education. Coming together where? For a destination called Liberty Village in the West, patterned after the original American village in Montevallo, Alabama. Right? This incredible man named Tom was the founder of the American Village. And he had a vision. And it was to educate the younger generation and to help them understand our American heritage and to help them identify with it and remember the legacy. And that's what we're all about now, building an American village in the West called Liberty Village. That's what we're all about, creating this bridge between the two. We're carrying forward their vision, their hope, their legacy, honoring those who have gone before us in celebration, but then humbly doing our part, doing our duty, putting our hand and our hearts to this great, great cause. It's something to behold, folks, the humility, the dedication, the sacrifice, the commitment, the appreciation, the civility, the camaraderie, the linking of arms. And it is amazing what I'm witnessing and being part of. It brings tears to your eyes. It brings desire to your heart. It brings a spirit of liberty that is something to appreciate, something to behold, something to gravitate to, something to hold on to. People need a cause. This is the sacred cause. The remembering of who we are. The focusing on and bringing back of God, family, and country. This, ladies and gentlemen, is not only our legacy, but it is our future if we will it. And what do I mean by we will it? I mean we think about it, we remember it, and we engage in it. We have faith in it. But faith is an action word. You don't just say, yeah, I hope America will be great, I believe in it. You got to take action, right? Now, hopefully you can hear these bands in the background, right? They're taking action, I'll tell you what. It's more than a parade for these people. The parade's just a way to outwardly express what they're feeling inside. And there's parades all over this nation. There's good people all over this nation. How do we help them remember to pray? How do we help them remember to read the Bible? How do we help them remember to attend church? I know a lot of people are disgruntled with churches, feeling like they're not carrying out the mission anymore. But we can encourage our pastors to become part of the Black Robe Regiment. We can encourage people of all religions and all races to come together for this great sacred cause. Now they're talking about Go Johnny Go, right? These are American historical landmarks. When do we have landmarks leading us away from? And when do we have landmarks leading us towards what matters most? And one of the points that was made, I think it was by Lex Howard yesterday, or maybe it was Tom Jones, I can't remember. One of them was saying, look, it's the direction that you're facing. Let's talk about that when we get back. What direction are we facing? What is our trajectory? Right? I'm Sam Bushman, live for July the 4th. This is the one and only nationally syndicated Liberty Roundtable Live.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about this great coming together of civility and being united and teaching. And one of the points was made, and I can't remember even who said it. There's just been so much this weekend that's possible. Look, it's not so much oftentimes what mistakes we've made, individually or as a nation. What matters more is, what is our trajectory? Where are we facing? Where are we pointed? Are we standing with Christ looking back at the rest of the population, the rest of society, and saying, hey, come follow Christ, we're here to help you? Are we ministers of Jesus Christ? Or are we on the opposite side, being critical of anything and everything, everywhere, saying, oh, America's, you know, the fat lady's sung, she's done, it's too late, or what are we doing with our time? Where do we stand? What direction are we pointing? Kathy, I think it's a worthy question that was brought up this weekend.
Yeah, I think so, too. You know, start right where you are, in your own neighborhood, your own town, your own city. Start with your own family. I feel like too many people spend too much time, you know, kind of watching what's going on the news, and I think, yeah, turn it off and enjoy the goodness that's all around you.
Now, I think about that. What is your trajectory? Where do we face it? Because it's a laser-like, and this is kind of what Al Jackson made the point of last night. You know, what is your laser-like focus? Is it God, family, and country? Is it the, as you had said last hour, is it focusing on what's right with America? Is it focusing on what we can do to make a difference? Is it focusing on, you know, Glenn Beck said his job, his calling has been to point out a warning, to be a great, you know, warning, kind of standing on the wall of warning, if you will. I agree with him, and I think that's my job as well, but I also think my job is to provide solutions. And as Dr. Scott Bradley always says on the radio with me, look, our back trail is well documented. Oftentimes, we need to assess our back trail. And oftentimes, we don't just need to run around always looking for another solution. What we need to do is return to what we know works, Kathy. And this is really the message of United We Pledge as well, to remember and return to bring about a great remembrance and then a carrying forward by action. I was discussing how faith is kind of an action word. You know, when is faith a verb versus when is it a noun, right? And our faith becomes whole by working at it, by doing something, by turning it into an action word, turning this noun into a verb, right?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's always an action word. We have to do something to demonstrate and even prove to ourselves that we have faith, and we just take a step forward into the dark.
Yeah, but is faith a verb or a noun?
Well, it's a noun, but
I bring that up because it's kind of a funny conundrum a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That it is a noun by fact, but yet, you know what? It's made enabled by our works. And that's kind of the uniqueness of America, too. You know, you look at America and you think, does America have something unique and special? And without really being educated or taught, at first glance, maybe not. But if you're taught the origins of America, why it exists, what makes it tick, then you get this new view, this new perspective. And if you really study the miracles that took place along the way, you become in awe of it. And then there's something that stirs within your heart. And that's when people start to become different, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Kathy.
You can call me Catherine. Well, and, you know, we have a new podcast on the Loving Liberty Network called Ask an Immigrant. I think too many of us have forgotten, too many native-born Americans have forgotten the wonderful land where we live, why people come here. And so we've been talking to immigrants who've come here legally and asked them the question, why did you come, first of all, and have you been successful here? Have you realized your hopes and your dreams? And then we wrap up that podcast, Ask an Immigrant, with the question, if you could tell Americans one thing, what would it be? And those are inspiring, heartwarming stories. We have those on our network, too, and I appreciate you helping us produce those, Sam.
Yes, and Ask an Immigrant is unique because, you know, a lot of times when people come to America, they have a different perspective than those of us who are born here. Sometimes we who are born here just take it for granted and think it'll always be that way. Whereas those who come from other countries really understand there is something unique. There is power in what we've done and what we're doing. And they have tremendous appreciation for and respect regarding what America is and what America does. And these immigrants understand. And so when these people are interviewed, they articulate a very unique perspective that I think we could all learn from.
I think so, too. Yeah, I'd love to hear their stories. We have to keep these stories alive for our children. Stories of our country's founding and also our family's history and the stories about our families that came on my father's side of the family. My grandparents are Jewish immigrants from Ukraine and Hungary. And anyway, so I had a special experience in Hungary back in 1973. I was a foreign exchange student and got to lived in Germany and got to visit Hungary. And I felt felt something different there. And I later found out that, you know, what do you know? My great-grandparents lived in Hungary. So Sam, right now behind us is this huge American flag being carried by, I'd say, at least 100 volunteers for United We Pledge. Everyone holding a corner or an edge or a piece of this beautiful red, white, and blue fabric. That's why we're hearing the national anthem playing in the background again.
Well, and United We Pledge, the more I understand their mission, it is perfectly named. It is perfectly named for their cause, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you think about United We Pledge. We pledge what?
I think we pledge our all. We pledge our loyalty and our respect and our energy and our time, our devotion to our country.
And it makes you think of what the Founding Fathers committed to the Declaration in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Their lives, their honor, and their sacred fortunes.
Yeah, that's right. And I kind of think about that and say, in our day, too, what are we asked to pledge? For very few of us, it's our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one's really asking us to give our whole fortunes either, necessarily.
No, but we could all do more, that's for sure.
Oh, without question. And that's kind of my point, is that we're not asked to give it all as they were. But how much will we give for liberty? Will we spend time in educating those around us? Will we make it a priority? Will we not let another day go by without giving something to the altar of liberty, so to speak?
Mm-hmm. And take time to teach our children? The United We Pledge Academy curriculum is going to be so easy and so fun to use. Moms for America has a new curriculum out. They've been promoting cottage meetings for years. This is where it starts. This is where it's important and where it makes a difference. This is going to make all the difference in the world. And we start in our homes, teaching our children, grandchildren, inviting friends to get involved and do the same in their own families. And we're going to turn things around.
I did a story. There's a place called goodnewsnetwork.org. I don't know if you've heard of it. And I highlighted this website because they focus on good news. And they talked about this gentleman that is a volunteer for a charitable organization, and mentioning that this person goes to work as a volunteer even though there's a 4-hour commute. And I was talking about the sacrifice. Well, it turns out this person's over 100 years old, Kathy.
Amazing.
And you look at that and you just go, see, we've got to get dedicated here.
So he's a member of the Greatest Generation.
Yes.
As was my late husband, Bert Smith. There was something about that generation. They had seen hard times. They'd served in World War II. And they came home and quietly went back to work in their own communities, building a life for their families, and just quietly loving God, their family, their country, and going to work and working hard.
Now, both
That's
my,
all it takes.
Both my parents are of that generation. My dad was born in 1919, and he was telling me that, you know, at the beginning of the World War II, you know, he'd go buy a hamburger, French fries, and a root beer for 25 cents. And you look at that. And then my father was in Pearl Harbor when it was bombed.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was on a mission. He was a minister for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at the time.
And he was at Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Wow.
True story.
I've been there to Pearl Harbor. That is an inspiring, sobering place.
Yes, it is.
We have a beautiful country.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Protecting your liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flight delays are wreaking havoc on holiday travel. According to FlightAware, nearly 16,000 flights have been delayed or canceled so far this holiday weekend. That includes nearly 2,400 on Sunday alone. The TSA says nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport checkpoints on Friday at the start of the busy 4th of July travel period. This TSA spokesman telling ABC's Good Morning America, it's all hands on deck.
We always wish we had more staff, but we have enough staffing for this weekend. We also have about 1,000 officers in TSA that have volunteered to go on a temporary basis to help other airports.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Remain in Mexico policy will be sticking around for at least the next few weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mississippi's Attorney General is working to certify the state's trigger law that would ban most abortions. The state's only abortion clinic is challenging the trigger law. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves shares his outlook on the challenge to the trigger law.
We are expecting a hearing sometime early this week on that particular case. But yes, I do expect for the state's law to be upheld in the state court, and I do expect our trigger law to go into effect.
Police in Denmark say a suspect is in custody after a deadly shooting at a mall in Copenhagen. According to a spokesman from Denmark's largest hospital, several people are dead and at least 3 people have been hospitalized. The suspect is described as a 22-year-old Danish man. Police are not ruling out terrorism as a potential motive. An investigation is ongoing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio, live for the 4th of July. It's starting to get hot, baby. I'm down here in St. George, Utah, at the Historic Tabernacle. I'm right in front of the Historic Tabernacle. The parade is behind me, and, man, people are having a fantastic time yelling and screaming, and they started out with a very patriotic, quiet moment, and they're remembering the reason for the day, remembering the reason for the season. Focused on what matters the most. But now they're celebrating and loud and having a great time. In front of me is the Historic Tabernacle. And I want to talk about the Historic Tabernacle for a minute because this is really critical. This is really, really critical. The Tabernacle has today in it, in the basement, a patriotic museum. And several people have put together an incredible, I don't know what you want to call it, presentation of things in history that mean things, that touch your heart. So, for example, Glenn Beck brought, we all know about the Declaration of Independence and the final draft, and we all know who wrote it, right? But I don't know if you know, but there was a draft that was before the final. Glenn Beck has an original copy of that draft. And on that draft of the Declaration of Independence, it's got notes in the margins and little details of who reviewed this draft and who made comments or suggestions or recommendations for revision. And it is something to behold. And so is it all Thomas Jefferson? No, it isn't. It might appear that way when you see the final. But when you really, and so Glenn tells this story about the importance of the contributors, right? You had Benjamin Franklin contributing to the Declaration of Independence, reading the copy and making suggestions and recommendations and things like that. And so the original copy with notes in the margins of a pre-draft, if you will, is down in the basement of this historic tabernacle right now. There are documents highlighting the founders and their efforts. There are letters between, a correspondence, if you will, between some of the patriots and the things that they were wrestling with and discussing and were worried about and were focused on and were concerned with. One of them talked about George Washington and how he was frugal in every aspect of his life, very disciplined and very careful man. But when it came to ice cream, he just couldn't get enough, and so he would spend lavishly on ice cream. And this just kind of, in my opinion, brings forward the founding fathers and how human they really were. How down to earth and how they were just like you and I. They put their pants on one leg at a time, so to speak, just like we do. They're larger than life in many ways because of their contributions to America, to their contributions to what matters the most. But you know what? They're just like us. They're average people. They're down to earth people, and they were truly dedicated but humble people. We all together matter. That's one of the important things that Lex Howard kind of teaches by example, that you know what, it's not about the great ones and then the rest of us peasants. That's not what the American dream was. Yeah, that's how the world is when you get kings who lord over people. But America was different. America was cut from a different cloth, saying, look, we are all God's children. There are not greats and peasants. There are not divisions of classes of people. We're from the great class. Americans. God's children. We look to God, not government, for answers. And so I go back to this great trajectory question. What is your trajectory? Which way do you face? So someone brought up this idea that says, hey, you know, if you're one step out of heaven and you're facing the wrong direction, it's not going to be good for you. On the other hand, if you're one step out of hell, but you're facing in the right direction, if you stay steady, if you keep on the path, many of us call it the covenant path, where we make covenants with God to keep his commandments and obey him. Rich blessings come from being on the covenant path. But if you're one step out of heaven, but facing in the wrong direction, it's not good. If you're one step out of hell, though, facing in the right direction, you know what? You're on the right track. What is your trajectory? And a lot of people believe that the trajectory for America is bad. You know what? We're running downhill fast. We're going south in a hurry. The freight trains are rolling and there's no way to stop it. We reject that false notion. I'm going to say that again. We reject that false notion. I believe that viewpoint is created by Satan to distract us, to discourage us, to derail us, to disenfranchise us, to destroy us. But I believe, my brothers and sisters, that you know what? We can have an attitude as George Washington had about America. How many times was he down? How many times did he run from the enemy? How many times did the Marblehead Regiment, John Glover and crew, save the whole Revolutionary Army? In the middle of the night, the British thought they were trapped against a river or elsewhere. And they went to partying, too much drink. And the Americans were able to escape by the grace of Almighty God and the hard work of General John Glover and his Marblehead Regiment crew. They literally dodged huge pieces of ice in the river. It was perilous. It was freezing cold. And it was really, from a mortal point of view, a lost cause. But we got to take a larger view that depends upon God. We got to look at history. We got to look at the future through a lens of faith in God Almighty, the author of our liberty. And if he can create this great nation, if he can protect and save and preserve George Washington and the Continental Army, he can preserve us as well. But we need to be like George and reject kings and get on our knees and ask for that guidance. And then get up and keep the commandments and live worthy to receive that guidance. And if we do, there is nothing that can stop the light on a hill, the greatest nation on earth. There is nothing that can deter us from our faith-based mission. And so that's what I want you to take away from this holiday broadcast, is that we, the people, can understand, will make a difference. We can have faith, and it starts with prayer in our hearts. It starts with trusting in God. It starts with doing our part and leaving the rest to Him. It's the same way to save the nation as it is for individual salvation. Can I save myself? Not a chance. But has God asked me to do my part? Yes, He has. Do I think I can be saved if I ignore His invitation? I think not. He leaves our agency to us. That's one gift we have we can give God Almighty. That is our agency, our will to obey, our will to turn to Him, our will to, as the great Prince of Peace says, come follow me. If we do that, there is nothing that our enemies can do. They may rage. They may think they have the upper hand, but George Washington was given a gift by God Almighty, a vision of what the future held for the great country that he fought so hard for. And that vision is that we win in the end. We don't do it alone. In fact, we're about to lose, and angels join the saints of Almighty God. And we are preserved through the grace of God. And so it is with salvation individually. I can do what God asked me to do. And that's what I need to do. I need to do all within my power. But then I need to rely on the merits of Christ, who is the perfect vessel to temper mercy and justice on my behalf, to intercede, to mediate, to give me an opportunity to repent, and through His grace to receive the prize. This is individualistic when it comes to salvation of mankind. But it is a nationwide discussion for this country. Will we qualify is the question. Will we turn to God? That is our plea. We're taught that if we preach the word of God and encourage people to become ministers of Jesus Christ and followers of Jesus Christ, that you know what? We will be blessed. We will be protected. God will heal our land. This is a promise. And we need to have trust that God keeps His promises. And then we need to get up and go to work and do all within our power to bring it about. This is the 4th of July. And this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah, a message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. Then she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. What is your trajectory? Which way do you face? And last night, we had so many tremendous speakers this weekend, and they made so many valuable points. It's just, wow. One of the points that was made was George Washington is the speaker's hero. And boy, howdy, is George Washington my hero too, ladies and gentlemen. He is my hero, and I kind of, you know, why? Because of what he stood for, because of what he did, because of which way he faced, because of which way he was focused, right? And we really think about George Washington, and the point was made, this person did a study, a research project, because every time he had a hero, there would be a flaw in that hero that was like, oh, it's a major flaw. That's a problem. But when this person studied George Washington and did research on who George Washington was, there was no real flaw that could be found with George. Now, don't misunderstand me for one second. We don't put George on a pedestal. He was just a mere mortal. But he was a great hero, a great example, a great leader, a great servant of the Republic. And that's what we remember him by and for. He had an opportunity to be a king and jettisoned that notion fast. Right? It's not good to have kings. In the Bible, what Samuel said, you know, you don't want a king. And the people said, yes, we do. Samuel said, no, you don't. People said, yes, we do. So they gave him a king, and how badly that went is the takeaway, right? We don't want a king. In America. And we want to follow people's example like General George Washington. He was one of the greatest generals ever known. Anyway, I'm talking a little bit more about this museum that's down in the basement of the Great Historic Tabernacle in St. George, Utah now. And at this museum, there are so many great documents. Documents rejecting slavery. And yes, the founders were slave owners, and they get derided for that often, abused and maligned for that. But you know what? They set the stage for all men to be created equal. They understood it. They just knew that it would take generations to solve it, right? They knew that it would not be done overnight, but the founding fathers set the stage. Many of the founders on their deathbeds released slaves. And so, yes, there's mistakes in history, but at the same time, we understand. So there's documents that highlight the importance of the liberty, the freedom movement for all. Well, Mr. Al Jackson, a black man, was speaking last night on the stage, and he was highlighting that, you know, we don't look at this slavery. And he talked about how his family was traced back to a slave plantation, I think in Georgia. And he highlighted how, you know what? Me and my children don't look at America as negative or look at America through anger or the lens of critical race theory or being wrongly abused or any of those things. We more look at it like what a blessing America is to all of us, despite the mistakes. We can repent. We can educate ourselves and make sure the negative portions of history never, ever, ever repeat themselves. And we can be a light on a hill to the rest of the world. We can focus on the important things, right? I got a pretty cool series of emails from people wishing me a happy Independence Day. A lot of people wishing me a happy 4th of July. A lot of people who know wishing me a happy birthday. Well, one of the people that wrote me that I really think is cool is United We Pledge wrote me. Tom Perkins, who is a syndicated broadcaster on this network, who does the radio program Washington Watch, emailed me. And their headline is Advancing Faith, Family, and Freedom Together. That's the United Pledge as well. That's been our pledge on the radio, God, Family, and Country. That's the same as Faith, Family, and Freedom Together, right? But Perkins writes me and says, Dear Sam, Happy Independence Day. As we commemorate this 246th anniversary of the Founding Fathers' documents, mainly the Declaration of Independence, we have even more to celebrate this year. The Supreme Court's recent decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and to uphold religious freedom. That means every American has the liberty to express their faith. And we have public examples of people with faith regardless of the darkness that seems to permeate our culture. There is still hope for America, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, he says, I'm grateful for your partnership and your prayers in this historic moments. We need to make sure that our critical work continues. Anyway, he goes on, but he says this is not just the time for victory laps. Our leaders have a wide open door to change hearts and minds, so we must redouble our efforts in every single state of the union to defend unborn babies' lives and to encourage our leaders to impact their communities by doing the right thing. Unfortunately, we know that when we take a stand for life, family, and religious freedom, leftists and those in the mainstream media will do everything they can to censor us, to shut us down. This will only increase. They will have continued rage against us as we try to uphold and defend the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. They want to remove our shared values of faith, family, and freedom from the public square. They will never stop us from trying to promote that which is right and just. For the sake of the next generation, we will do our best to reject their extremism at every turn. You can count on us to fulfill our calling, to focus on the biblical values at a national, state, and local level. In fact, folks, all that you do helps us remain true to this mission. We need to save America's future. We need to reject evil. We need to pray. That's where our power comes from. And then we need to go to work and stand for something. We need the Marblehead Regiment again in America. We need the Black-Robed Regiment live and well in America. This is not a political call for militant views. This is a religious call for the Word of God to be preached across the land. This is a spiritual call for every one of us to realize we are in the culture war. There is no way to avoid it. The war in heaven continues on earth today, ladies and gentlemen. and we are vying for the hearts and souls of every man, woman, and child on this planet who has ever been born to, lived on, or will live on, or be born to this planet. The sacred cause is one of tyranny. Your ability to choose is taken away from you, or liberty, where your rights are upheld. When we talk about liberty, we're talking about one's fundamental agency to choose for him or herself. The ability to make choices as we think best. We are agents unto ourselves. That's what this broadcast has always been about for the last 25 plus years on the air, and that is to teach the principles of agency and to teach us to use our agency wisely. They say wisdom is application, is the proper application of knowledge. Right? They say that liberty is freedom applied properly. Right? This is what we're talking about. We must remember who we are. We need to remember why we're here. We need to remember where we came from. Right? The parade is going on now in celebration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is our Liberty Roundtable Live prayer that we can remember. Remember our culture. Remember to stand up. It is our opportunity to stand for something, ladies and gentlemen. If we don't stand for something, we will fall for everything. We can and will stand for that which made America great. And we can do it by providing leadership in America for the whole world. The world's looking at us and keeping an eye on us. And I've heard many times when people stand up at the United Nations and other places. If it was up to me, I'd abolish the United Nations. However, I digress. When we stand up, nations come to us and say, we are looking for that leadership. We thought that leadership in America was gone. But I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's live and well. Yes, we've got a road to hoe. Yes, things look dark and dire. I get it. I understand it. But I want to leave you with hope in your heart, with vision in your mind and in your heart and in your gut, as Tom Wisely says. I want your three minds or three decision-making faculties to all be in agreement that we need to pray to God for solutions and then get up, stand up, and lift where we stand to make a difference. It's not something that we can do individually, at least when it comes to saving our nation. But we can do individually and influence others to do the same. You know, the Savior or the Lord in the Bible reduced his army and reduced his army to the chagrin of the prophets at the time. The Lord can do miracles with very few of us. Do we believe those miracles are possible? For one, I do. And I believe we shall have these miracles. I believe we shall make a difference. I believe there is a bright future for the greatest country on the face of the earth. The only question left is, are you going to be the very elect in heart, might, mind, and soul that choose to follow the Prince of Peace, the author of our liberty, even Jesus Christ? And will you be part of that contingent that's ready to meet the Lord when he returns again? I pray that I'm one of them. I will do all within my power to make that so and invite people to join me. Thanks for joining Liberty Roundtable Live, live from the Great Historical Tabernacle, or Great Historic Tabernacle in St. George, Utah. Happy 4th of July to all of you. From us, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.